Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 823, of all the amenities to enjoy at Forest Park, basketball isn't one of them. Forest Park Forever is now exploring the possibility of changing that, starting with an online survey.
Joining us on the Quiver River guest line is John O'Gorman, Forest Park Forever Senior Vice President of Development and Community Initiatives. Thanks for joining us, John.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Well, the first question, I guess, is did Forest Park ever have basketball courts? And if so, what happened to them?
No, there has never been basketball courts up to now, but we're very excited to partner with the city to make basketball a reality.
So you've likely have heard this claim before, based on the assumption that the courts would likely attract African Americans, that is the reason we haven't had them. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, it's hard. I don't have any reason exactly why there have never been basketball courts up to this point, Carol. But we certainly have to reckon with that they're not here. At this point, we're very excited to work with the city to put the courts in the park.
So at this point, is there an actual plan to put them in the park, or are you just opening this up to a survey to see what the community would prefer?
We're working very hard to put the courts in the park right now. We have engaged a community engagement firm that's going to help us to find out what would be the most the amenities that would excite people about the courts, and we have a design team that is working to design them. Last year, the city and the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry formally initiated a process that's used for all capital additions in the park, and that process is undergoing right now.
And so I just, in the interest of being prepared for an interview, I took the survey yesterday, and I thought immediately, John, that a person may want the basketball courts but may not use them. And I would be in that category because a lot of the questions on the survey, several of them anyway, how often do you play basketball? I think that was one of them, something like that. And I haven't been on a basketball court. That would be never. I mean, I haven't been on a basketball court since the sixth grade. But I could see having them. So I was a little interested in how you're going to use the survey results because people may say, I don't play, I've never played, but they may still want them.
Yes, thanks for that that feedback. The purpose of the survey is really to find out how we can make sure that these courts are the most successful possible. To date, we've received over 1,400 responses, and what we're looking for is what amenities would be necessary to make these courts successful and very popular. So, such as, are we looking for courts that have a recreational feel or a competitive feel? Are they ones that would have basketball baskets at varying heights or just at kind of the regulation rims, or in other words, or smaller ones for kids? Would they be full courts or half courts? And that's what we're looking for, so that those that are basketball enthusiasts and those that would play could give us feedback on what would attract people to come to the to use them.
I think one of the questions, Debbie, was, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, about having seating around. So would you have benches or would you have, like, fan seating? Was that kind of
That's correct. Yeah,
right.
Those types of amenities. So
I would come. I'd be the one who would. I'd come and watch. I'd come and watch.
And at this point in my life, I might be on the seats more than on the court as well. So I might look for those as well.
Before we let you go, is there a particular part of the park that has been kind of scoped out for a potential basketball court? Where would it be?
Yeah, thanks for that question. We have a group that analyzed all of the areas of the park and have recommended that we look at the area around the Forest Park Visitor Center. And they weighed a number of different factors, like access to restrooms, food and drink, parking lots, and felt that that would be a natural fit with other court sports that are around there, such as the tennis courts and the racquetball and the handball courts.
Well, the survey can be found at forestparkforever.org/basketball. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to do it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.